Fine. So we have over here, we have a machloikus. We have a machloikus when a husband loses his fruit. Rabbi Yochanan says, at the time of the giving of the get. Till then he has a right in his wife's fruit. And Rish Lakish says that in the Rabbanon, from the time of the signing, and in the in Reb Shimon, from the time of the writing. Now Reb Yechon agrees in Reb Shimon, but he says the Rabbanon holds from the time of the giving of the get. Frank the Gemara, but
Rish Lakish has two different things?
Well, Rish Lakish, again, both have different opinions. There's a Machlokes in the Mishnah. There's a Machlokes in the Mishnah of a get written Sunday and signed Sunday night. So Rabbi Yechon learns that the Rabbanon, the first man, the Amar, holds that the husband doesn't lose the fruit till he gives the get. And therefore, that's not the reason for having time in a get, because as soon as she gets the get, she can go to Bezin and tell the Bezin, I'm divorced. The reason for having time in a get is because he shouldn't come to cover for his wife if she's Mizana. And Reb Shimon holds that he loses the payers from the time of writing, and therefore, I don't care. Reb Shimon's not worried about this. He's only worried about the husband eating fruit inappropriately or the woman collecting it inappropriately. But if he holds that, he loses b'shas k'siva, so there's no problem. It's written on Sunday, it's dated on Sunday. That's the day he loses his fruit. That's how Rabbi Yochanan learns the machloikas, Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanon. Let me explain it again. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the machloikas, Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanon is why we have time in a get. According to Rabbanon, the reason we have time and again is he shouldn't cover for his wife who's Mizana. Therefore, it has to be an accurate time. We can't have the get written on Sunday and signed on Sunday night because she might be Mizana Sunday afternoon and be covered by the fact that the get was written on Sunday, and it really wasn't because it wasn't even signed till Sunday night, let alone given. So therefore, Rabbanon hold that if it's written Sunday and signed Sunday night, it's puzzle. Because it doesn't accomplish what this man is supposed to accomplish, which is to have an accurate time, so we shouldn't be able to cover on the woman's nus. Reb Shimon doesn't agree to that reason. He doesn't agree that the purpose of he holds that the purpose of the Zman is to ensure that neither cheat each other on the fruit. What? No, because if you lose the fruit at the time you write it. So I don't care when it's signed. If he wrote it on Sunday, he loses the fruit from Sunday. So nobody's going to, there's not going to be any illegal taking of the fruit. The get's written on Sunday, he loses his fruit that day. It's not signed and given until Sunday night. Doesn't make a difference. The husband lost his fruit Sunday morning because that's the day, and Sunday, because that's when he wrote the get. That's Reb Shimon holds, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Rish Lakish holds that the machlokes Reb Shimon and Rabbanon, Reb Shimon is the same, that he holds you lose the payers at the time of giving, of writing, but the Rabbanon holds you don't lose it till it's signed. And therefore, if it's signed the night afterwards, it has the wrong date. He doesn't lose the payers till Monday, and the gate says Sunday, therefore it's puzzle. So according to Rish Lakish, it's a very minor, it's a very smaller machlokes. It's just, when does the husband lose the fruit? By writing or by signing? According to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbanon hold, you don't lose the fruit till it's given. And that's not the reason for time. Time is to cover for snus, not that I let him cover for snus.
But how can the writing be a...
Because it shows he wants to divorce her.
I understand that, but...
That's enough to make him lose Paris. That Rabbanon Sakana, that the husband gets Paris, ends right there and then.
But until it's signed, it's not valid.
Again, we don't need valid. We need the fact that he decided to divorce her.
Okay, and he can decide and not write it.
Again, so we'll worry about that a different time. The bottom line is, the minute he did an action to show that he has a desire to divorce her, he loses his fairness.
How about if he's going overseas?
Okay, so that we'll talk about. All this is coming up. The minute he shows a desire to divorce her, he loses his fairness. That's where Reb Shimon holds. And the Rabbanim say when it's signed, even they don't, according to Rish Lakish, they also hold he loses his fairness before it's given. But they hold it has to go to the step of chasima.
Well, what's the thing we have by Kohanim? We do this and this because they may have a bad hair day or something.
Right. So we're good with this.
And what was that? What was that?
You write a get to Makusher, a different kind of get. It takes longer to do.
Oh, right. Meaning, we don't look at things, a person could have a bad day.
Again, we'll talk about the fact if he wrote the get and decided not to give it. Again, we're talking about the guy who wrote it on Sunday, signed it on Sunday night, and gave it. That's what we're talking about. You want to know what will happen if he writes it on Sunday and keeps it for 6 months.
Right.
Okay, so I said the Gemara will get to it. We got a problem. Because elsewhere, we have Rabbi Yechon or Sluggish lined up on the other side. The Rabbi Yechon says he loses the fruit earlier, and Rosh Lakish is the one that says he doesn't lose his fruit till he gives it, which is the exact opposite over here, where Rosh Lakish says that both Rabbanon and Rabbi Shimon agree that it's earlier, and Rabbi Yechon says, according to the Rabbanon, it's not till he gives the get. So it's a blatant, open contradiction in Rabbi Yechon and Rosh Lakish. The Itmar Memes Aymati and Leperis, Rabbi Yechon Dama Mishas Ksiva. Now, Ksiva would be according to Rabbi Shimon, and according to the Rabbanon, it would be Ksima. Rabbi Shlakish Dama Mishas Nasina. So here you have Rabbi Shlakish saying it has to be given, which is what we quoted Rabbi Yechon saying before. And Rabbi Yechon saying Ksiva, which is what we quoted Rabbi Shlakish saying before. And for the Gemara Epoch. You're right. Turn around that last statement. It's supposed to be Memesai Metzim Peres Rabbi Yechon Amar Mishas Nasina Rosh Lakish Amar Mishas Ksiva. Now the truth is, Ksiva here doesn't mean Ksiva, means Ksima, because they're going in the sheet of the Rabbanon. And according to the Rabbanon, you don't use it to the time of Ksima. So even though it says Ksiva, Taisa speaks out, it means Mishas Ksima. That's what Taisa says. You know, Yitzchak Margaretin can't say such things, but Taisa's can. That even though it says the word ksiva, but in the Rabbana it's ksima, that's what Taisa says it means.
But it's still opposite of Nasina.
Right, exactly. That's why it's epoch. We turn around that second statement. Epoch. Rashi, Shemina Lulu, Rabbi Yechon, Rosh Lakish. That's the only Rashi. Zakti Gemara Vaiter. Zakti Gemara Vaiter. Amal Abayilu, Rabbi Yosef. Habaya asked Rabbi Yosef, we have a brisa, I think it might even be a Mishnah. Gimu gitten psulim, then this is Havlat Kasher.
It's a Mishnah.
Mishnah. There are three gitten that are pasul, but it's only pasul l'chatchila, but if she gets married, the kid is kasher, meaning biblically it's a good get. And one of them is that it doesn't have a zman. One of those three was it didn't have a time on the get. And it says clearly that if she gets married, it's kosher. That means that it's a good get. So So what did they help? The bottom line is the guy can write a get without his man and get away with it. He can cover for his daughter, for his wife, and he can cheat her out of Paris. Either way, if you're telling me that the evidence is kosher, then you haven't accomplished anything. Not true. She can't get married with this. The rabbi is going to ask her to show the get. She's going to show her get without a time. He's going to say, lady, I can't be in a Masada Kedushin. You don't have a good get.
She'll find what? She'll find a Masada Kedushin.
No, she won't. It's impossible to get.
If
she married, which means she got it done, but it's not going to be common because then you won't, if you're not allowed to get married with it, whoever's in charge is not going to marry her. Again, it still does the trick. The trick is to avoid him to covering.
The trick is you need two witnesses. So you have two witnesses on a
halacha is, again, Rabbanon said, a get was out of time, is rabbinically not allowed to get married.
Right.
Okay, so therefore, the chances of her getting married have been greatly diminished.
Well, she brings Aiden. To the
again, the Mishnah says a get without a zman, she's not allowed to get married. End of story. The get's not a good get, but Rabbanah.
Sometimes, Rabbi, people do things they're not supposed to do.
But they won't.
She goes off and she has two witnesses. You don't need her. You don't need a rabbi to do it. You don't need a rabbi. You need two witnesses. You need two edim to see that they go to chuppah, whatever it is. They're married. You need two edim. What do you need a rabbi?
You're right. It doesn't cover all cases. By saying that chatchila lo tinase, it does enough of a job to cover many other cases. That's all. You're right. There's going to be holes in it. Rashi, Gimel Kitten Psulim. Rashi says even sharper to me, better to me. Rashi says the cipher won't write a get like that, and the Adam won't sign a get like that because they know it's not supposed to be done. By saying L'chatchila L'itinase, it takes away a great meaning. You're not going to be able to get that get written. Because the cipher is going to say, I'm not doing something that's wrong. What are you even talking about? He knows. The cipher knows halacha.
You're
going
to have to go to Sofer in Idaho.
It's Sofer is the right place.
They're going to find one in Seal High.
The Sofer, the bill of divorce is written before it's signed.
It has to have a time on the first line of the get is the time. The first thing you write in the get. If no time is going to be written in, the Edom are going to say, we don't sign this. Now, some Edom will. Some of them will. But it takes away the great majority of cases.
He won't do it right. Heinemann won't do it.
Here comes the advertisement. Here we go. Here we go. And muffin. And a muffin. Gimel Gittin Psulim. Ve'echem mehem yesh olav Edom ve'em b'ezman. One of them is it has Adam and it doesn't have a time. But to Adam, this is a lot kosher. Even the oven chopper dummy, if he does it, it's good. If he wants to pull it off, the cipher won't write it and the Adam won't sign it. Frank the Gemara. Gaziel is man today, Vyavan Alamai. Okay. He'll get a star written with the time, everything done in the proper way, and he'll cut off this man. The husband will cut it off, and now you'll have a get written by Adam, signed by Adam, knows man, and he can use it to cover for her.
Once they see it written off, they're not going to.
Zakti Gemara, L'Ramoy L'Chashina. This is too blatantly of a Ramoy. People are going to look at it and say, huh? What happened? And therefore, the husband won't do it. He looks bad. Cutting off this man is a great idea if he can get away with it. But everybody's going to look at the get and say, there's something wrong here. Again, we won't be able to passel the get, but it's a deterrent to the husband to do it. Rashi.
Why can't we possibly?
Because it's a get without his mom, which is kosher for the Evan. Rabbinically, we say she can't get married.
It's been tampered with.
It's been tampered with.
You don't know that. How do you know it's been tampered with?
Because you can see where he cut it off.
So wait, for what? Maybe it was the top of the page that he cut off another piece of paper from it before he wrote it.
What?
You have a big piece of paper, you cut it in half and write again. You don't know where it was cut. Cut piece of paper doesn't necessarily mean somebody cut something off. Rashi. Gazil is mandi devi oven halal. Lacha shakasim is man chot chay lechapas abasa chay type to cover for his niece. Halim kibbe paris. The oven halal and he gave it to her. Becheskis bamina de gachem is manam. This is a vod kosher. Now, ukshamitziyasai, hay becheskis mugreshes. It accomplishes what it's supposed to accomplish. You might not be able to get married with it, but she's not going to get killed for being with Anna. Then she'll pull out the get and say, I was divorced. Ma'i l'chacham b'takanta. L'ramoy l'chashinam. L'ramoy l'chazesh u'nikr v'nigla. It's a obvious meaning. It's too fishy. Lo'y avidi inish d'avdi v'lechashu rabban l'lohokhi. They're not afraid people are going to try to do that. It's too, what word am I looking for? Not
light.
Dangerous.
Right.
Too blatant of a thing to do that most people won't try to do that because you can't fool the people.
Yeah,
people,
but,
It's obvious deception.
It's not that we're not cautious for the doing it. Even if we would be cautious, why don't the rabbis say, if we see this, we're not going to accept it?
And why are we going to kill the lady? And we're going to kill. And we're going to kill the lady.
What?
And we're going to kill the lady. She has this get. She claimed she was divorced when she was Mizana. Are you willing to kill her now?
So what meaning? We're not going to use it.
Again.
We're not going to kill her, but we're not going to use this gift.
To do what?
Get married.
Fine, but you saved her life.
Mission accomplished.
He wants to save his wife's life.
Right.
He'll do this. He'll cut this man off. And she'll have a get that says she's divorced.
Oh, you mean you're saying...
We're not going to kill her.
According to what I'm saying, What Rebbe's trying to say is that we would kill her?
That's what you're saying. I'm saying you won't kill her. So he accomplished what he wanted to accomplish.
But
you're saying we won't accept...
According to Gemara?
Gemara is saying we don't think husbands will do this.
And then because of that...
We don't have to worry about that.
But
if he does it, he got away with it. And if he does it, he got away with it.
That's what I'm saying.
That's not what you said. That's what you're saying now. Thank you.
That's what you meant. It's accomplishing the same thing.
Again, the question was, we didn't cover our bases because he still has a way to save her. We made it that kind of man, he shouldn't be able to save her. He can still save her.
What more could they do?
The answer is, it's not going to happen. And therefore, we don't have to worry about that remote possibility. It's too obviously deceptive that husbands won't do it. But if they do do it, they got away with it.
Why not put the date in the middle of the get?
I don't know. The way it gets written, it has to do with the tyrant and the typhus. The main part of the get is the first part of the get. That's where the time, the man, everything is written. It's usually one line according to the way the time of the Gemara. Now it's six lines, but in those days it was...
Ksuba's written in the main, right?
Ksuba's written the first line.
The first line.
Again, they used to write differently than we do. We write every name and all the things. It's like a very long thing. But the first thing written on the get is the date.
Does it have to say HaKohen on it?
I don't know. You'll have to check it out.
Is there a look about the paper or the parchment or whatever they wrote on? It has to be squared off, or it has to be nice and neat.
Oh, it has to be non-forgeable. Non-forgeable.
Right, so it could be a torn piece of paper in the first place. So how could they tell whether...
We can't.
It's not obvious that it's torn or cut off, rather.
Again, husbands won't do it because people will say they'll roll their eyes.
The only person has to see it is only one person.
Right. Weiter. Now, the next halacha, everybody's going to jump on and jump all over the place. Let's give the Gemara a chance to do this. Stay in your seats. Let me try to explain this. It's a difficult halacha for me also, but this is the halacha. The halacha is that when you have to write this man, you don't have to write an accurate date. You can skip the day and just write the month. You can skip the day and the month and just write the year. You can skip the day, the month, and the year and just write which Shemitah you're in. That's the halacha, and you fulfill the requirement of Zman. So what bothers the Gemara is, if the whole purpose is that we don't want a person to cover for his wife or his nuts, now how in the world are we doing this? By allowing him to have time that doesn't really help much because he writes the Shemitah, it doesn't tell us anything about what happened during that Shemitah. And if he writes the year, it doesn't tell us anything that happened during the year, and month, and week, unless he writes a specific date. So the question is, so why did Chachamim accept a get that has such a vague time? That's the question. Frank the Gemara. What if you wrote the Shemitah, the year, the month, the week? My. So what are you going to say? Why is that kosher? Trashi. Kasa by Zmani Bishwa Plainish Yaivo, the second Shemitah of the Yaivo. Or by Kasa Ezishana. By Kasa Shana, by Kasa Chaydish. By Kasa Chaydish, by Kasa Shabbos. By Kasa Shabbos, by Kasa Yaim. My. Amalai, so he told him, Kasher. So Trashi, Lechatchila. We let the woman get married with that get. It's a perfectly good get. Frakti Gemara Ma'ayilu Chachamim Betakantam. So then what did they accomplish? Meaning, Cypher's going to write it, the Edom are going to sign it, there's nothing wrong with this get. And meanwhile, it hasn't accomplished protecting the fact that he can't cover for his wife or his nus, and that he can't sell Paris. So what have the Rabbanan accomplished with the Takan of Zman, if the Zman only requires which Shemitah you're in? And that's good enough. Zakti Gemara, Ahanu, Lishvua de Kamei, and Lishvua de Basrei. So the Gemara answers that it's good enough to protect us that in case she was Mizana in the Shemitah before, the get won't cover her. And in case he sells the fruit, the Shemitah after, she'll be able to get it out. So you're right. It does a very poor job of protecting much protection. But it offers some protection, and that was good enough for the Chachamim. So we've just, and this is the difficult part, we've just taken the Takan of Zman and made it, like if anybody wants to cover for his wife who's Mizana the same Shemitah, he can do it. Or he wants to get fruit, he can do it. Because it's not the time is not exact.
How do they know when to wait the 3 months?
We should have to make Adam of when she got it. Because we're going to talk about when you wait 3 months later on. We haven't gotten to that Gemara yet. It's coming up. Maybe even today, if we get that far.
So if it's within the same Shemitah.
Right. So we haven't accomplished much. But the Chatan of Zman was to have a time. And the Rabbanah were willing to accept this Zman of Shavua. Now, the Achrayim speak out that it's usually the Seifrim are going to want to write more an exact date once it's required. However, theoretically, you can get Seifrim to write it and get away with it. Except, because Achrayim speaks out that usually what's going to happen is once there's a requirement of a date, the Seifrim are going to want to write the exact date. They're going to want to do it. There's nothing wrong if they don't have to. They don't have to.
Again,
the Achrayim speak out that you're right, you can be doing L'chatchila, but the Seifrim are going to say, let's write more an exact date. They don't have to.
Well, if it comes with a...
I know, here it comes. Yes. There's a new one from China, they have a card. Now that in Russia they're not accepting Visa and MasterCard, they're using a China credit card. Maybe you can get me that name from the China credit card.
Really? So if it says...
You don't know, you have to find out the name of that card so you can use it this year. This year, yes.
So if it says, whatever the date, 1970, and...
Forget 1970. It says the second Shemitah in the Yovel. It's a seven-year period.
Yeah. So therefore she's going to be off the hook or she's going to be guilty?
She's going to be off the hook.
Off the hook, right. So she can say any time during that.
Mm-hmm. Can't kill her. So I said, it's not going to sit well because I have trouble with the same thing.
Not going to sit well.
There we go.
The point is that it's totally ineffective. Why would the Rabbanan, they're sitting down and they're thinking this over. What was even their thought process here?
What were they thinking?
Right. I mean, what we're sitting
again, I'll say it again. When I walked into this Gemara, I said, I have difficulty with it as well. I'm teaching the Gemara what it says. I don't know the Rabbanan's thought process. I wasn't there.
No one speaks about it.
I told you that Achrayim do say that once Zman is required, most of the time, in most cases, the cipher will write the exact date.
It says here, L'chatchila.
Again, I heard you four times. I know I'm asking.
No,
you said
it twice.
How about for a...
I heard it twice. I heard it when you said it and then it went to reach my ear. Yes.
For a chata, the same thing? For a wedding? For a marriage?
What do you mean?
The
it's not going to create a shibu till the end of the ksuba, till the end of the shvua. It won't accomplish the lien till the last day of that shemitah, because You never know.
Is a ksuba kosher if it's just at the year?
Does a ksuba need a time?
A time? I don't think so.
So then, why shouldn't... I don't even know if it needs a date in a ksuba. I know we have one. And it's recommended because it creates a lien from that day. But I think you yaitz again. My guess is you don't need a siman on a ksuba. It just doesn't help much. It's like writing a loan star without a date, so you don't know when the lien happened. I have a star that says somebody owes me $100. I can go collect $100 from him, but I can't go to the people that bought the field. They'll say, "When did this loan happen? We bought the field before the loan happened." I have no date. But it doesn't passel the star. It just makes the star ineffective. So I don't think Iksuba is ma'akev to have a date. And again, Iksuba has nothing to do with matrimony. It's just a document of financial obligation.
What do you mean they go to the sofer?
They know how to write.
In other words, Not
good documents, no.
Because of language?
I don't know. I'll speculate. A person, a husband, could write a get himself, correct?
Is it in any kind of lettering material?
That's going to be talked about in the ninth verse.
Yovel and Shavua, when did that start? When they came into Eretz
Yisrael? Yes.
After
Kibbutz Mechilek, what?
We know where we're at now?
No, not in Yaibo anymore, because we don't keep Yaibo anymore.
We know what Shavua?
Sure do. You know what Shemitah is. Today's this year's Shemitah.
No. Do we know how many...
I don't know. You obviously didn't donate to Karen Ashvias.
No. Do we know what year of... How many of them from...
There's no more Yaibo. It's gone.
Oh.
Yaibo is only when Rav Klal Yisrael is in Eretz
Yisrael. Yeah, I know, but we...
How's the time
to you know what...
We don't keep it anymore. Once it's not there, it's gone.
Nobody knows today what, how many of sevens.
It doesn't make a difference. It's not a gay la halacha.
First of all, why can't you figure it out?
Can figure it out, but for what reason? It makes we don't count that way.
Well,
it's not in our number system.
We only count by sevens.
Yeah.
So the 50th year does not.
There's no 50th year now.
It's 49 followed by 49.
Followed by 49, correct.
There was a gap of 1 year when they used to congregate. It's Machlokes
Tanoim. It's Machlokes Tanoim when the time of Yovel was Yovel year one of the next Shemitah or not. It's Machlokes Tanoim. And it's Machlokes Rishayim how we paskim.
Either it's first year or its own year?
What?
Or its own year?
Is year 50 not belong to any Shemitah? Or is year 50 year one of the next cycle? It's Machlokes Tanoim.
In time of Gemara, they did have Shemitah.
No.
They didn't have Yovel at that time either?
According to Machlokes Rishayim, according to some Rishayim, they never had it by Shani at all. Because they didn't have most Kali Yisrael back in Eretz Yisrael. It's Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in Gittin. We'll get there. In Gittin, it's Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos where the Yovel existed in by Shani. But we know what Shemitah is. This year's Shemitah. Please donate to Karen Ashvias. They need a lot of money.
Well,
it's your chance to get the Mitzvah Shemitah.
I gave to Ukraine.
One has nothing to do with other. You have to give to everything. But that's the Shemitah this year. We count the Shemitahs.
So I know if we know what sequence, which one is from.
It's from this other game.
Yeah, I know.
Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Ma ilu chachamim betakantam. Halamim di milimichtav in the halet. Nobody will stop writing to him. The shvur nekameh shimzinsa taharek, which is mezana the next Shemitah. I'm sorry. The shvur before, she's mezana the Shemitah before she will get killed. And the shvur de basrei, the perish, shimimkabem taitsi gita v'tigvim. Period. So, the Shemitah before, it helps for in case he was Mizana. The Shemitah after is in case he sells the fruit. The Rashi, however, it doesn't help for the fruit for the Shemitah before. We have Shalafarish, the Shvur Kameh Ani Leperish, like Titrim Lekuchas, that she couldn't take it away. the Balaz Manami Litar for the Adal Taktraina. Without a time, she also wouldn't be able to take it away from those who bought it. So the Zman doesn't protect him. The Zman protects her. And it only protects her from the next Shemitah, not from the previous Shemitah. Ad the Maisi Raya, the Basa Gerishin's oven. Until she brings a Raya that he bought it after Gerishin. Shvu the Basra, the Mani Lizlus. And the Shvu afterwards won't help Rizlus. The Balaz Manami Litar, the Subic, the Pashas Lahakal. So the Zman of Shemitah helps for the Shemitah afterwards that she can collect the fruit away from somebody who bought it. And for the Shemitah before, it protects her. In case she was Mazana the Shemitah before, the fact that it says this Shemitah will mean she gets killed.
All I meant to say before was counting Shemitah. There was only seven numbers.
Correct.
Oh, I didn't have to go from back to when it started. Like, this is number
three. No. You didn't have to apologize. It's going to grow.
No, but now I understand it better. It's only from Yoy's there now.
Right. Zakti Gemara Bait. Di'iloy Tei Mahachi. Because if you're not going to say that having a vague time works, Yoy Megufa Mi'adina Mitzah from Mipanya. The gets written Sunday. The date Sunday. Right? Morning or afternoon? He sold fruit Sunday morning. She pulls out a get that was written Sunday. Is she going to be able to take the fruit? No, we'll say you got the get in the afternoon. She's Mizana Sunday afternoon. She pulls out a get that says Sunday. She'll say, I got divorced Sunday morning. So even in a day, it doesn't cover every possibility. Terence says, it covers the day before and the day after. So we see Chazal didn't insist on an hour. They only insisted on a time period. So every time period has a hole in it. A Shemitah time period has a much bigger hole in it. Le'edina mitzah from Mipanya from morning and afternoon. El de'yayimah de'kamei, it helps in case she was mazana the day before. Le'yayimah de'vastrein, it helps in case he sold the fruit the next day. Achanami, ahana l'shvur de'kamei, l'shvur de'vastrein. Rashi. Zok Rashi. No Rashi. Yes.
It's very hard to understand. We finally got the five rabbis together. Let's get as much out of it as we can. You know what I mean? Usually they're always busy. It's hard to get them together.
Again, I started this again. I said, please stay in your seat.
There has to be someone that speaks about it.
I told you. I think I saw the Chazanish says that since once we have time, most people are going to write the exact time. But you're right. If he gets a cipher to write the Shemitah and it's perfectly legal, he can get away with it. You're right. You're 100% right. I have no better answer. I learned it this morning. You know what I mean? It's not like I walk in here unprepared.
In our cars today, they use a machine and they timestamp it to the second.
They didn't do that.
Right.
They didn't do it to the hour. They didn't do it to the morning and the afternoon. The Gemara says, you might have had it in Subas or in Baba Basra, that in Yerushalayim they used to write hours. The minig Yerushalayim was to write the hour in the Zman also. But nobody else did it.
If they wanted to kill the lady because...
We don't want to kill the lady. We want to know if the lady's chayav mitzvah or not.
Right. But if we're not sure if it's morning or afternoon, we bring the Edom and say, when did you give her the get?
No, we don't. The Edom aren't here. She has a get. We have no way of proving it when it happens.
And we wouldn't bring the Edom...
Where are you going to find the Edom? Maybe they left town. How do you know?
Dinner's.
In a serious matter, a capital case, the Edom are going to want to be there.
Again, either they will or they won't. They didn't see the woman being Mazana.
No, but they can get testimony.
You're right. If Bezim go research the Edom. But the bottom line is if Bezim doesn't find the Edom, she got away with it.
The point of it is it would be a lot easier have it on the get and you don't have to start looking for anyone.
No, but I'm saying, but the court we just had said, even if it's morning or afternoon.
Again, because not after you're assuming we can get a hold of the Edom.
Right.
They have an obligation to testify. They're called. They ate a They're not around. We don't even know who they are. They're not the ones that signed. Who's going to tell us who they are? Husband ain't going to tell us. Wife ain't going to tell us. Put up an announcement. Put on local Cleveland Jewish news.
Is there any drawback? I don't even like my own question, but is there any drawback that they didn't do exact time? Is there any problems that I'm not aware of?
Meaning, why didn't they do exact time? I don't know. But they did. Again, wasn't invited to the meeting of the five rabbonim.
Why isn't this any different than the cutting it off? If he writes an not exact name.
Because it's legal, perfectly legal.
I understand. But
so if it's legal, why should he work? Why should any? We said no cipher is going to want to write one without a date. No Adam are going to sign without a date. They will sign this and they will do this, and it doesn't look like a blatant deception. This is perfectly legal.
Predated?
No, not predated. Dated by Shemitah. It's not dated. It's not predated. It's today's date.
Yeah, but if the norm is to write the whole date and whatever.
But if Chazal said it, it's good. You don't have to be Frumin and Chazal. Again, the problem I understand. I don't have the real answer. That's to give my advice. Amalei Ravina LaRabba. Now, I'm going to learn like Rashi. It's a machlekes rishayim, but I'm going to learn like Rashi. Katzvei v'oitzvei b'kisasei. Dimavaisa tefayas. My. What happens? I wrote it. Did I just disconnect? Am I connected? Yes. Katzvei
you're connected.
Thank you. Katzvei v'oitzvei b'kisasei. He wrote it. Put it in his pocket. And he's going to wait and see what happens. He's not ready to divorce her yet. But he wants it available. So he got the cipher to write it, got it dated, got it signed. And he keeps it in his pocket. 6 months later, she's with Zana. So he goes and pulls out the get, dated 6 months earlier. So he wrote it. That's what it was signed. And he gives it to her. So we haven't protected that he covers his wife with nus. Or she's going to get Paris from the time he wrote it. And meanwhile, he didn't give it for 6 months.
He loses.
That's the Shaila. Does he lose the Paris in that case? So Rashi Shita is that if the guy doesn't give it right away and holds on to it, he doesn't lose his Paris. I heard somebody ask this question at the beginning today, that if you write it, somebody asked me that at the beginning of this year today. Guy wrote, somebody goes to war, right? Mr. Goldstein asked me. Guy goes to war. He writes a get in case he, you know, he's not planning to give it. Rashi Shita is if he doesn't give it right away, meaning in the next, he doesn't lose the fruit. But meanwhile, that get's going to be saying that he lost the fruit in the time of writing.
How are you going to know? That's the question.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe that's why they didn't put it in the date, because the guy could change his mind.
But they wrote a gate. We need a date. But the date doesn't accomplish anything for the guy who hasn't made up his mind yet.
There is a date on it.
Yes.
But it's a very wide date.
No, we got a regular guy wrote the date, the day, everything.
Okay,
the new Gemara.
This is an exact. Okay, this is
and for the Gemara. Not really, because he hasn't made up his mind yet. He's covering his bases. Dr. Gemara Amar Lele Magdiminish Purnasal and Avshay. It's very infrequent that people should do that. You don't write a get unless you decide you want to divorce your wife under normal circumstances. You don't write a get to keep it in your pocket and throw it and wave it to her and say, you better watch yourself, I have a get in my head. People don't do that. They don't get as a Peronius. I don't know what he translates Peronius punishment.
Misfortune.
misfortune. You don't have a get ready to go in case. You don't do it in case. You write a get when you need a get. And if you don't need a get, you don't have it written. It's very infrequent. We don't worry about infrequent cases. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, I still begin to say, Yamim Rabim, Dima Faisa, Behed Day, Bikata Shebeneim, in case they make up the fight that they're having, to Faias, Veloye Geshenu. Veloye Faisa, Vigirsha, but they never made up, and 6 months later, he divorced her. Omechamati Gitaliyadu, the Garsha. Right? And then she becomes divorced when she gets it. Meanwhile, he could cover for Snus, and he also is losing Paris, not Alocha. The Klashi Le Magdim Le Rigili Le Mevedochi. People aren't accustomed to do this. Lanucha Bekissa say to put it in their pocket or in their place where they keep documents. The Kibin Le Nicha Le Begerishin. He hasn't made up his mind yet for Gerishin. Punanus Le Gabay. It's a misfortune. It's not something he wants. Le Magdim Le, he won't have it ready. Amalei Ravina Le Ravashi.
He's losing out by having it.
According to my parents, he's losing out.
Right.
But by Znus, he's covering.
Right.
Either way, we don't like it. Either way, we don't like it.
I understand by the Peres, he's not going to do it. What's the Gemara's answer?
The Gemara's answer is it's Leshchiach. People don't write Gittin and keep it in their folder to decide to give later.
I would say.
But that's what the Gemara answers.
I understand, but what I would have said, I'm sorry. By payments, I would say, because by doing this, he's hurting himself.
That's true, but we don't want him hurt, but he shouldn't be hurt.
I mean, no. He has the prerogative. I'm sorry, I said too many words to her. What?
Same answer.
Yeah, I have the prerogative. Now, remember, if you do write it, you won't lose it. So, you know what? I'm not going to write it.
But that's not what the Gemara answers.
I know that.
Because the Gemara has both problems, Nus and Paris.
You can answer each one separately.
But the one answer covers all. That is the most Leshchirach. Zog the Gemara weiter. Amar Ravina le Ravashi. Gittin haboam imdinas hayam, the mikdav yibinissen, le matu atishrei. Guy wrote a get in Australia. It takes him 6 months to get it to Cleveland. So, it's not going to help us. The get's dated 6 months earlier. Is he losing his fruit? It's not being divorced in 6 months. And for his nose, it doesn't cover. And that's not unfrequent, getting the common dina sayam. Zok de Gemara.
What the
kantam
are they talking about?
The kantam of having his man. The purpose of Zman was to make sure that people were protected. They shouldn't lose their fruit, number one. Number two is that the woman shouldn't be able to move out and get away with it. Now we're talking about after Zman. This is Takana Zman. Now we want to know how we accomplished what we wanted to accomplish. Can I finish? Let me just finish this piece of Gemara. Amalei, so we answer them, Hanukkah is for who? Any get that comes from out of town, everybody talks about. And everybody knows that the day it's written is not the day it was given, and therefore they're not going to have any halacha supply from the day it's written. They will try to find out exactly when it's given. Because a get that's done locally doesn't have a kail. We don't know if it was Sunday or Monday or Tuesday. Whereas a get that comes from out of town is the talk of the town, and therefore everybody knows that the date is not the actual date.
Halacha l'maisa, if he sells the day after he writes it.
In Medina Sayyam?
Yeah.
Rashi says he doesn't lose the fruit. Yes.
Even if you hold Mishas Kedishah?
Yes.
Why?
Because it's not close to the time he's giving it. Again, we're saying, if in case, the Kasha of the Gemara is, he wrote it in Tishrei, and he said, the Gemara gives you a case of 6 months. I don't know, 6 months, 3 months, 4 months, I don't know, whatever the amount is. The call goes out because
right.
It wasn't written here and given here.
Right.
Because it came from elsewhere.
How far is elsewhere?
I have no idea. I would say more than a day travel, but I don't know.
It could be on one side of the road.
Yes.
Cold starts when it arrives.
Yes. Let me do Rashi. The Rashi. Ma'ilu amcham tchantam bein inyan znus bein inyan paris. The tarfel lekuchas miyam aksiva. That's not fair to the husband. Kala is who? This is Rashi Shita. Taisa, on Rosh Hashanah, arguing Rashi, they say, like Avram Cohn said, he writes his get, he loses his Paris, regardless of whether
he's doing it.
That's what Taisa says. And other Rishonim, they agree to Avram Cohn. But Rashi disagrees with Avram Cohn.
No one has a gun in his back.
Kala is who? Bailing is not the bailing in Paris. We're going to want to know when that get arrived because people know it wasn't done on the day it was written. Yes, Rabbi Cohen, what can I do for you?
But you have to write the date, right?
Of the writing.
And she can't, why can't write the date?
Because it gets written and signed in somewhere else. You can't add dates here.
No, write no date. Right, and have it when it gets to...
Again, the date is written in the star, in the get. The get's written in Australia.
But that, it's not given over until Tishrei.
Right. Exactly.
So,
she cannot be tired.
I mean, by the Hasima, it doesn't have a date?
It does. The date it was written.
No, I'm saying, it doesn't have a separate date.
Right. It's written, signed in Australia.
Why are we?
We don't write the Sinas Haget on the get. The get is the star signed by Adam. That's it. You want to make a new takana that Adam is serious with signed the get when it was given. There's no such takana.
Yeah, the point of it is that we're looking at the main part of the get is when she's divorced.
Exactly.
So. That's a separate, it's a small little thing in regards to the payrolls, right?
I think we're missing the point in this whole sugya. Chazal made a takana. The takana was what they made. They didn't make what you want them to make. They made what they wanted to do. The Gemara is not telling us the Chazal should have listened to our ideas of what they should do. The Gemara wants to know what they did, is it foolproof? That's what the Gemara wants to know.
It's not.
The answer is, it's not.
It's not even proof.
Are we allowed to stamp it today? Or is that
we don't do anything. We don't make our own takana. That's what I'm trying to say.
I'm not using the word takana on purpose. It's not a takana. Is somebody allowed to stamp it today?
The rabbi keeps the get. The woman doesn't even get her get. Right. She gets her get, by the way, and then she gives it back.
Right. Is he allowed to afterwards stamp it?
He doesn't stamp it. He writes a star saying that the woman got the get on this and this day.
I'm sorry?
He writes a ksav to her, gives her a letter that she's divorced from this and this day.
That's a receipt.
Whatever you want to call it.
Right, but... On his copy,
why does he stamp it? Why are we stamping? Why? We don't make our own takanas. That's what I'm trying to say. In this room, everybody seems to be trying to make their own takanas.
It's just remember. Just remember.
He keeps the copy of his own receipt.
What happens? She comes to Basin with this get, and she says, "Lukukas, you bought this after I was divorced."
People won't go for it because everybody knows that this get arrived from somewhere else.
So there's an established cold date, kind of?
No, the established cold says don't rely on the date.
So at one point...
She would have to go to Bezin after she receives it, that Bezin should give her a star, that from then on he can't sell it.
Okay, so she has to go and say...
Yes.
Now is when it's taken effect.
Exactly.
After this date, I can use this star.
Right. The problem is with us, that's a problem. Because how are we going to kill her?
Right, so she has a get in her hand that says that I was already divorced when I was designed.
Right, so that's the problem.
The question is, in that situation, is the coal going to be enough to kill her?
So, Rashi seems to say yes. Taisa says, how can you kill her? So Taisa says that it's going to be Bez's job to find out which day it was handed over, and therefore decide whether she was Mizana before or not. Rashi seems to say that she has a cheskesheshes ish, and the coal is enough to weaken the effect of the get.
Cheskesheshes meaning
the coal is enough.
We have an Adam that said she...
We know she was married, and we have Adam that she was Mizana.
Right.
And she has no get to show us anything else.
Adam, we're not here to tell us what it was.
Right.
So the coal comes out, and anything prior to that coal is when she could be killed.
That's what Rashi seems to say, and Titus has a problem with it. And we'll continue mentorship tomorrow. And everyone should have a wonderful night.